Welcome to Rage Game Network Podcast. Welcome to Rage Game Network Podcast. I'm Andy.
I'm Sarah.
Hey, it's Pretty Boy Chris.
And Ben.
There we go.
What's up, y'all?
Get second go around.
It almost always takes two tries.
It
let's
always
be real.
Takes a second. But Ben came up with a great idea. I'll let him explain it. He's got three Pokemon card packs in front of him. Go ahead.
All right. So since Connor's not here and he usually does our which game is better, I'm going to try something a little similar but a little different. So we got three packs of Pokemon cards I picked up on the way here. And I'll have each of the three of you open them up and go to, you can thumb through, and whatever the holo or the rare is you get, we're going to look it up. And the winner will be whoever has the one that's worth the most money.
Ooh. Oh, I like this
one. So okay. I've got up TCGplayer.com. That's usually where I go to buy most of my stuff. And they seem to be pretty reasonable with their market tracking of pricing. Unfortunately, the tin I bought didn't have all the same set. So I've got two packs of Vivid Voltage, one of Sword and Shield Rebel Clash. Okay. I'll just kind of set those out if you each want to grab one. Ooh. And
I'll take a Voltage.
Go.
Voltage, I guess.
And since we're not like doing like a video stream, we don't have to worry about like how you cut and open. I know everyone's like super specific on the YouTube streamers of
do
like.
Do you really not care?
I don't really care.
Okay. Yeah. As long as they get open, huh?
Yeah. Because usually they're like, oh, we got to make sure we open the pack clean. And you're going to cut four. So the last one is the holo. I was like, yeah, we're not doing any of that. Let's just get right to it.
I can't open it.
Whoa. You guys are really.
I haven't done this in forever.
Right. Yeah, I haven't opened
so
a card.
So Sarah's the first one who actually managed to get yours open.
Because I'm smart.
What is your holo or your rare that you've got?
I'm going to get
Duraludon.
Duraludon?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And which set was that you pulled that from?
This was the Sword and Shield Rebel Clash.
All right. Let me get that locked up.
I got fucked on mine.
It's so pretty.
We'll post it on the Instagram afterwards, right?
Yes, for sure. So you can see all the holos. All
right. Who wants to go next? Andy?
I have mine, and it's Macargo.
Macargo.
You have the shiny one.
So now it's a Vivid Voltage.
Yep, and is it a specific type of holo?
I don't. Honestly, I don't know. I'd have to look at it. Can't really see. Y'all don't really have a lot of light in here. I guess this is what's considered a reverse holo, since the main of the card is holo, but the
actual print is not.
Actual print is not.
That's kind of cool, actually.
All right.
Oh, you got a reverse?
I got a reverse holo.
Fancy.
What do you get?
Steelix
V.
Ooh, yeah. Can I see that?
That's real nice.
Oh, that is dope.
Isn't it?
Did you see this, Sarah?
Vivid. No, let's see. Oh, that is cool as hell, dude. Can I see?
Did you get another holo, or was that it?
Alrighty.
Oh, no.
Or is it the sec that one there?
He's got another holo.
All right, so your full art should have been the one that would have been in the spot for your one. So yeah, usually you'll get a holo spot and then your rare spot. So you've got so that's that. Yeah. If you just got the one,
I think I just got the one.
All right,
let's
see what we got.
Yeah, I got Slugma with it. So I mean,
I got a Shinx.
All right, so TCGplayer.com, the, I guess I'll go in reverse, the Steelix V is, we are at 93 cents.
93 what? Cents! Woo-woo!
All right.
Not too bad.
Macargo. Vivid. Let's see if we can find that.
Can I see that,
Chris? I really like this Macargo, though.
That is badass, dude.
Oh, is this the one you saw?
Look at the little shiny.
Yeah, the reverse.
That's the reverse.
Holo.
Let's see.
So I guess mine would be a reverse holo also then, right?
Yeah, that's what that looks like. Yeah.
What is it?
Duraludon.
Can I see?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's.
Let me pass that to Andy.
All right. Yeah, I guess I'm not seeing that on.
Oh.
All right. I'm not seeing that on TCG Player for some reason.
Okay.
But I'm looking at. Looks like eBay. It looks like averaging the reverse holo averages around. I'm looking, most of these I'm seeing are 99 cents.
Oh,
Andy's?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And Duraludon. And yours was the Rebel Clash.
Yes.
Reverse.
I haven't played Pokemon in fucking forever either.
Not that card game, anyways.
No.
Yeah.
No. All right. Again, I guess I'm seeing eBay prices here. And since we don't have one that's like actually rated, but we are. All right. I'm seeing this come up. Most of these are a little bit higher. We're looking, looks like probably around $3.
$3. Wow.
Wow. You
I'm a big spender.
Destroyed us.
Yeah. There's some lower. There's some way higher that are rated. But of the unrated ones, you're looking, you know, between 2 and 5. But most are closer to the lower end. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Pretty good.
Heck yeah.
That is cool.
You might have to boost some of that because I was kind of mumbling there as we went through. But,
yeah, that's fine.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a fun little game.
Yeah. That was cool. I like that. I only got one energy? This is bullshit.
Yeah, you only you get one energy in a pack and usually like one trainer.
I didn't get a trainer.
I think I got two trainers.
I got one trainer.
I got two. I got Capacious Bucket, which lets me search my deck for up to 2 energy cards, reveal them, and put them into my hand, then shuffle my deck. And then I got Turfield Stadium. Once during each player's turn, that player may search their deck for an evolution Pokemon, reveal it, and put it in their hand, then shuffle their deck.
What's the color of your back card there? Is that a green too?
Yeah, oh, those are the,
the QR code for your online booster.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a green. Sarah got a green. You got a green?
I think I got a green.
Oh.
Yeah, there's one of these in everyone, one QR card. So you can play the Pokemon TCG. That's one thing I really love that they do, is that when you buy a physical pack, you can get a digital pack for playing their online game, which Magic does not do that for their online thing.
No. That's such a smart idea, though. Like, you buy the physical pack and it already has the QR code in it, and you now have you have more than one avenue to play the game.
Exactly.
Oh, absolutely. That's really smart. And I know I've talked about before that it's great when you have the physical stuff, but it's also great to like incorporate into gaming online and kind of build your, so to speak.
Collection. I remember the first time Yu-Gi-Oh! Their original cards had a little number at the bottom, and you could plug it into your Game Boy Advance game of Yu-Gi-Oh! Okay. And have those cards.
Yes. Yeah, haven't done that anywhere, anytime since. But that was so smart because I remember because I played all the time.
Yeah.
And that the numerics, it's also super helpful to look them up online. Like their databases, you can still look those up by those ID numbers, which is kind of nice.
They also had a Yu-Gi-Oh! Magazine. And I would go every week to Wegmans and skim through while I had my Game Boy Advance. I'm like, ooh, I really like that one. And I would type it in and get that card. And I cheated my balls off.
Oh, absolutely.
That was a throwback. I remember it was Pokemon and a couple other things. It's anyone else who collected either trading cards that were like Pokemon or baseball or anything like that. Remember the Beckett guides? And they were like, you go in, there's a price guide, and you can look, and they put them out every month, and you could see where prices were going from collector sales.
Oh, that's cool. Right.
Oh. I remember when Pokemon skyrocketed really quickly. Yeah, that was
good
crazy.
Times. That was
Back in the olden days.
Yeah. Yeah, if you know nothing about that, we definitely aged ourselves. Yeah.
I was talking to one of the kids that I work with at my part-time job, and he's like 10 years younger than me, mm-hmm. right? And so we were talking about, I think I may have mentioned this before, but we were talking about the difference between Pokemon then and Pokemon now, oh, right? Yeah. And right. he's like, I can't play old-school Pokemon games because I get bored really quickly. And I'm like, what?
Really?
What are you talking about? And he goes, it just takes forever. You have to watch every graphic and you have to go through every conversation and you have to wait for all the turn. Like the turn bases take forever. Like blah, blah, blah. You know, he's like, I get so bored versus like some of the newer Pokemon games when you can be interacting with one Pokemon, but then also get like interrupted by one that's coming up from the side. Right. He's like, that's more realistic. Right. And so it's more, it's like a, it's another level of challenge. He's like, I'm more interested in that.
I agree with that to a point. Like, I can't go back and play the original Gen 1 and Gen 2.
Right.
Like, I can't. It's the mechanics are just part of the thing is the mechanics are broken.
Yeah.
And it is much slower paced. But right. Like, I can go back and replay, like, the Game Boy Advance remakes or the 3DS remakes,
right?
Like Gold, Soul Silver, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where they fixed a lot of those things. But yeah, a lot of old school games. But I have a soft spot for our old school games. Why did
absolutely
Twitch streaming? That was my.
That was your niche. Super, was like old school old, games. Like,
that 2000s era, that Game Boy Advance. Yeah. To mm-hmm. me, that's a nostalgia. Not like when I was an actual child, like Sega Genesis, Super Nintendo.
It's a little too far back.
Well, I remember when we were like, playing Pokemon Silver and we had the colors and you would do the special gifts, the mystery gifts with the little sensor on the side, and that never really worked real well. No. So you had to like scrub the front of your color.
Yep. Yeah. That early like infrared IR sending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. You had to match them up almost exactly
the same.
Yeah, it was a pain in the ass.
I don't know if I brought this up previously, but do any of you remember there was Radica? They used to put out a whole bunch of those little mini games. Like, there was always, like, the two button and the D-pad, and it was, like, a pre-printed background, and you could buy them at, like, KB Toys and stuff, and they were just, like, generic. It was one game. It wasn't like a Game Boy type thing. It was like,
no.
Oh, so instead of purchasing a console for which you can have a couple games.
Yeah, it was like a single.
It's just one little
game.
It was
like game. A single little brick. They always took two AA batteries.
Okay.
They had a thing short-lived in the 2000s called Scanners. I don't know if you remember. They like kind of a Tamagotchi-ish thing.
Yes, but
you would scan barcodes.
Yes, you would. Bob had one.
Collect monsters.
Yeah.
And then you can battle them, and the system's like literally like hooked together.
Yep.
Yes.
My brother had one.
Oh.
And I started scanning freaking everything in the house.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh.
I played with it more than he did because I wanted it.
Do you know what that makes me think of? The little one game thing that you can buy. Do you remember the radios? Like every single girl on the planet used to have one, and you bought like the little squares that you put into this tiny radio. It was like a keychain.
Hit clips.
And it was only like 30 seconds long.
30 seconds, 45 seconds of the song, but you're like, jamming. Yep. Okay.
Deb had one of those. Yeah.
So stupid.
Yeah, you'd end up with like a keychain full of these tiny little cards.
That was very short-lived too.
Oh yeah, because who's gonna sit there and listen to the same 30 seconds of a song?
And it was like right before the cusp of like MP3 players.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. It was it's one of those things like it's there and it's gone.
Yeah.
And you can't. Like, it couldn't have existed at any other period of
time.
No.
It's
like a good transition almost.
Yeah. Because I remember I was still in high school and MP3 players were just really getting kicked off.
Yeah.
And the CD player that my brother had and had an MP3 reader in it. So you could burn a disc with MP3s all in it, and I mean it took up less like a quarter of the
a quarter of the memory on the disc.
An audio CD, you could get 12-13 songs and that was it,
right?
But if you did it as MP3s, it was like data.
Yep.
And you could get like 50 songs on that.
Yeah.
I almost had the entire playlist because I think we burned it on a really good CD, and that's wow, aging us even further.
Yeah, that you have the different levels of CD to the CDR to the
yeah. We had like a CDR plus or some shit.
Can I just say,
yeah.
At least we're not talking about cassettes.
I mean, I could totally get into that. I remember when I had a cassette player in my car.
God, do you remember the modifiers that you had to like stick the cassette in and it had the
wire?
Yeah,
the wire.
You had this janky ass wire hanging out of your cassette player.
Oh my god,
that's so good.
And and sometimes even the magnets on that would start going, and you'd get this really scratchy, shitty sound coming out of your car.
I watched a video on YouTube maybe 2-3 weeks ago, before we had our like last big group D&D game, and it was all about the history and the ups and downs of FYE in the
Halls.
Yeah. And it was like how they came to prominence and then how they quickly like disappeared. It started as like a record store that was kind of no name, and as the company grew, they kept buying out other stores, and then they eventually had to focus more on like more than just music, and they had all this entertainment and that's pop culture stuff, and then they really grew during those early 2000s, and then they quickly disappeared because you started seeing the disappearance of physical media and people getting from record, you know, your CDs and stuff to going to MP3s and stuff, so they had no
I remember
it was like they had like a prominence of like 5 years, and that was it. And it's like you couldn't exist at any other point in history.
Yeah.
You could have record stores and you can have what we have online, but like that niche of we've got pop culture, movie DVDs, and audio CDs and other stuff in this one spot.
Yeah.
You get all this entertainment themed and then gone.
Poof.
Gone. Yeah.
Because now you can stream everything.
Yep.
Yeah. And one of the things that I remember, the one at Eastview, that one was huge.
Oh my
God, it took up the center.
Yes.
And they had all, they had a whole arcade.
Yep.
They had toys and shit like that. And I would go there to buy video games for the PS1.
Yeah.
And
they had that with a handful of their stores. And they all did.
Oh,
they all did that. They like went in all in on entertainment as a whole.
Right.
And then to kind of stay afloat, and then as not just physical media, but also like the mall scene started dying.
Yeah.
It was like it was a perfect storm of like a strike when the iron's hot, and then it just there was no place else for it to go.
Right.
Right.
And
it died a hard death originally.
Originally. Now it's back and it's like absolute nerd culture.
Yeah.
If you walk into that store, it's like any anime you can think of is represented there.
They did essentially the same thing that other mall staples of Hot Topic and GameStop did to survive, is they went
Box
all
Lunch
in.
Too.
Well, Box Lunch is owned by Hot Topic.
Is it? Well, that makes sense.
Yep.
They're owned by Hot Topic, and they focus just on kind of that weeb otaku culture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is never going to die at this point.
No.
Like it might get a little bit more.
Might get a little bit more hairy before it dies off.
Yeah,
we're just getting into the thick of it.
Yeah,
but like what you're saying, I think they had to rebrand themselves
exactly
to our basically what was going on.
I still like the fact that I think part of it was the retro culture came into the picture again.
Yeah,
they're still selling albums, full albums, and I'm like, holy
FYE,
shit,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm freaking out.
Well, because
out,
a lot of people are again investing in vinyl because vinyl sounds better in some people's opinions.
That
which
analog sound
I agree
is
with.
Much better than digital
it's
sometimes.
It's clearer, it's fuller, it's like I could go on. But
and I think a lot of people are reinvesting, not as much, but I think there's a small subset, at least of our kind of millennial culture, that is reinvesting in physical media.
Yeah.
It's not a huge push, but like there's some pushback against like people still want their physical copies of video games.
Yeah.
They don't just always
there
want
are
digital
certain
downloads or
television series that I want the box set of that television. Like I don't want to have to stream it because what if that streaming service takes it off for whatever
reason?
Or
they sell it to somebody else.
Yeah. Right. Like Netflix
is constantly taking things off and putting new things on.
Going back and forth.
I can't tell you how many movies I've watched. Anime is
we've got that full merger of Crunchyroll and Funimation coming up.
Yeah. I can't wait.
And a lot of stuff will change there. And yeah, so that physical media, some people are really still going to want to have that either as a collector's item or just that. And you see it similarly sometimes in software. I know there's a huge contingent of people in like the digital media that still like, we're kind of relics, but we still wish that there was like a physical version of Photoshop we could buy instead of having a subscription based service.
Where you're getting nickel and dime every month.
Yeah, there's all sorts of like in-app purchases, so to speak.
Yep.
No, it's funny you mention that because when I bought my computer, I didn't want to buy a subscription to Microsoft Office.
We still don't have one. We just use the stuff on Google, and it is like because we both have Google accounts, and it works perfectly fine.
And then Windows took it a step further, and now you can have a OneDrive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
like that, personal cloud driver.
Yeah, it's basically the same thing. You get like a Google Docs version or Microsoft Word, which is a basic Microsoft Word or
But I just want to pay for it once. I paid for the computer once that comes with the license for that software.
Right.
Why do I need to also pay
every year yeah.
for this software that you're really not updating that much?
And then that's part of the arguments we were having about the PlayStation and the Xbox now. Okay, I got to pay for something that's going to cost me $1,500. I can go and get a brand new fucking PC out of the box, hook it up to, it might cost me a little bit for a brand new monitor if we're starting this whole thing up. But still, out of the box, ready to plug in, ready to go. PlayStation, Xbox has their own subscription fees. I only got to download Steam, and I can get free games almost immediately.
Yeah.
Well, and like I don't know if I mentioned in my podcast, but you got the same thing. You got you can buy the PC and get it all done. Where with Xbox and even PlayStation, you got to buy the system, then you got to buy the subscription service. Then if you want to play a game, you got to buy the game, and you might have to buy content just to get to that point.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
Yeah. By the time you're done, forget the $1,500. You spend another one just on, you know, a couple of games.
And I think that's why the Switch is hitting it off pretty well.
Better.
Okay, it's cheaper. There's good games. Mm-hmm. And there's no fucking subscription service unless you want to go online.
Yeah. Right. And the Nintendo Online is a reasonable price.
Yep. Right.
And not only you get online play for the games you get some free to play online retro games.
Right.
Oh, that's cool.
It's a much better deal. Honestly, the Switch is the first, you know, console that I've gotten a ton of games for.
Right.
Now, I mean, part of that is also like financially better than I was.
Well, yeah.
But like even at like $60 games, like I finally found a library and an amount of games that I want to spend that money on, and it's easy to just like pick up a handful of games. But I haven't had that since the PlayStation GameCube days. Like, the days where, like, even though, like, we're adults, supposedly, with adult money, like, as a kid.
Supposedly.
I was, right. As a kid, like, I'd go over to a friend's house, and, like, they'd have, like, a shelf on a bookshelf that's full of stacked games. With PlayStation or N64 titles.
Yeah.
And it's like, which of the 12, 15, whatever, however many games we have, you know, I'll pull out and play. And then we got to a point, like, in the middle era, like your PS3, your Xbox One era, that was
right
like
there is when we
you got like eight games and you only played a couple things.
Yeah.
And I think that goes to be said with the amount of time that needs to be invested in said games, the quality of games.
Yeah.
Because I
think the way they're pumping games like, out now is just. They're just pumping them as many as they can, as fast as they can. They're not really focused on the quality.
Xbox and PlayStation 2 era, I would say, is the golden age, along with GameCube, of gaming. You had the Xbox, you had the PlayStation 2, you had the GameCube, which, I mean, it wasn't 100% great, but it did its job, and it was good.
Excuse you for disparaging.
It had
Smash Bros. Mario Party.
Smash Bros. Originally came out on
Mario Kart Double Dash. To this day, I think is the best Mario Kart. You and
Connor can definitely have that one. I will admit that you guys love those games.
The Wind Waker.
It was also the arrival of Animal Crossing.
Yeah, yes. Animal Crossing.
Oh my God, that was fantastic. That was
with the GameCube era, we had Sega had their last gasp at a system with Dreamcast, so we got Sonic to a Nintendo system, which coming out of the 90s was crazy.
That's crazy.
Sonic 1 and Sonic Adventure 1 and 2.
Yep.
And their catalog of retro games all got ported onto the GameCube.
I think, with the argument of that, I think Dreamcast got a shit run.
Yeah, well, that's because management rushed it, just like they did with
the controller. Kind of sucked. I'll be honest with that one.
The controls. People say the controller sucked, but all those people went out and bought the Xbox original that had the same freaking controller.
Oh, okay.
That's very true.
But except I was a PlayStation
The visual memory card unit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which was dope because you saved all your games, and then like a third of your games came with mini games on the memory card. So I could Sonic Adventure, the first one, it had a Chao Garden mini game, which basically was a Tamagotchi. So I saved my gameplay, and you could collect these tiny little characters, put them in the on your save data, go and then like play Tamagotchi with it when you're not at home, and then put the little chow back in the game, and it's stronger for the mini games.
That's awesome.
Right. Yeah, and really cool. That actually plays into Sonic Adventures too.
Yeah.
Because there's the chow gardens, but you have to be on your system.
Yeah, because in Adventure 2, they did the same thing, and they did connectivity with the Game Boy Advance, because the Game Boy Advance had connectivity with the GameCube.
Yeah.
So when they ported that over, they did connectivity there with the Sonic Advance series for the Game Boy Advance.
Now, you guys, it's the original Switch.
Well, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's great.
Yeah, but the only difference is like the Switch now. I mean,
you've got
the Switch now is the full game wherever you go. It's smoother transition from large screen to portable console, which is fine. But they
just did mini games that were directly impacted to the.
That's so smart.
Sega was way ahead of the curve on a lot of
stuff. The Game Gear was
the same design as the Game Boy Advance. It was just longer and bulkier.
It was the size of almost the size of a Nintendo Switch, but thicker.
Yeah, it's like twice as thick, but it was the same size as a Switch for the whole body. The screen was
huge.
Nah,
compared
to the Game Boy, yes. I don't know, it was maybe like a 4-inch screen, so it wasn't big, but it was bigger than like the maybe 2.5 that you had on the Game Boy.
Sure. And it had color.
Yep.
It had color.
That's awesome.
Except the game sucked. That was the other thing.
The game sucked.
Also, I think it was like 4 AA's compared to like the 2.
Yeah, it was heavier.
You could
kill somebody with that.
Like, unless you were wearing those. Unless you were like one of the early investors in those Jenkos, like you couldn't carry that shit around.
No.
They were ahead of the game, but they didn't. It never took off because it was expensive and bulky in comparison to the Game Boy, and then they tried this is just going to be me fanboying about
with this.
They're the first on of the main people on CD tech, because you had the Sega CD, which is a peripheral. It was like a platform that you could set your Genesis on to have connectivity to your coaxial to go into your TV. Well, yeah, we're going that far back.
Oh, yeah. We're going there. Here's where it got great.
You had your first CD games. Admittedly, the graphics weren't great.
No.
And they tried it again with the Sega Saturn. This is the first one before the PlayStation. But again, they rushed that out, and they didn't have the game support. Their developers didn't have the time period to put it out. You had like Virtual Fighter and like Herringer that was like a first person, like one of those Jack games.
Yeah, yeah.
And a couple other things, but like it was expensive and the games kind of sucked because they didn't have enough of them.
One of the good things about Time Warner, though, they had a...
You're talking about Sega Channel, aren't you?
Yes, yeah, I am. Yes, I am. Yeah. Oh, we played Earthworm Jim and shit like that. And you got a subscription, and you
this was the first game streaming service.
Basically. Yeah,
yes. That's awesome.
It was, yeah. Time Warner, which is now mid-90s. Spectrum. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But dude, you could play Sega any game.
You went to your local place where you would get your
cable.
Yeah, your new cable box, and you paid. I think it was like maybe $10 a month or something like that. $5-$10 a month, and it was this little connector that would plug into your Genesis. It was like a separate cartridge thing.
Okay.
And it connected to your cable box. So you had a cord going from your cable box into this little thing that plugged into the Genesis that was plugged into your VCR.
Okay.
The cable's all over the freaking place.
Well, yeah, but obviously.
When you went to turn on your Genesis, it connected to a unique channel while it's connected to cable, because you know you could only play games on channel 3 back in the day.
You had to change the channel depending on whether or not you wanted to watch TV versus whether or not you wanted to watch your VCR versus whether or not you wanted to watch your
They had, I don't know what it was, it was like it had to have been like a server, but it was connected to this, you know, to the cable lines, and every month they would change up. They would have like a couple games that were just in demo that you would only maybe have a level or two, a couple games completely in full, and then sometimes there'd be other like random little stuff on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great. It was short-lived because it was based off cable, which was kind of a luxury for people in the 90s as an additional fee on that specifically for games. Yep. But like,
dude,
you know, I think I made a compromise like with my parents and be like, you know what? We won't go to, see, we didn't go Blockbuster. Blockbuster was too bougie for us. We went to the video store section in Wegmans you remember the Wegmans used to have a video rental. That, you know, we wouldn't ask to get games or stuff from there if they would pay for this. And it was like, well, yeah, it's, you know, it's roughly the same price. And then,
And then you don't have to worry about late fees.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because you know your ass is hooked to that game, and now I gotta complete it.
Yeah. And it updated every month. There was something to stay there.
Yeah,
always something to keep you entertained. Basically,
yeah. Hell yeah! I wish we had something along that lines, but now we do. We have the internet, and basically can download any game you ever want for whatever console or computer or
But people like
emulator.
It is what it is now, but I always love listening to like how people got so inventive.
Don't pirate
it. Like, what's one more way we can get games to people? What's one more way we can make games better?
And they did it on the Dreamcast too. They had a, but it was internet based.
Yeah.
So it was the same thing, and they changed out. They had, the Dreamcast got a shaft because they never got a DVD player into it, because that was part of the original plans, but they rushed it. So instead, they just with a straight CD player, which like anything at that point could play CDs for music.
Right.
Why am I going to hook this up to the TV to play music?
Right.
I think
they did great with their online demos and stuff. They had a magazine that you would get a demo disc.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It had a
PlayStation. Had
also, that. Unlike PlayStation, it had a web browser.
Yeah.
Yep.
You could go like there. There wasn't shit online in 2002, but like you could go online and like email and stuff, but like that was it.
Yeah. I think one of the biggest things before we go on break that I really liked about Dreamcast, the games aren't all that great, but
they did give us Soul Calibur.
Yes,
exactly.
And there was that, and the graphics were fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, that first
way ahead of its
that
time.
That first level of Sonic Adventure, I played the demo that came with the Dreamcast. I played the shit out of that because I had that for a month and a half with no games.
Yeah.
And just to this day, that first experience of playing that, and if you remember at the end of that level, there's this thing, he's running down a bridge and there's this giant killer whale that's like breaking the bridge behind him. That blew my damn mind as a child. That was the coolest shit I have ever seen. Oh,
it was video graphics. It was way ahead of its time. Yeah.
I might just have to bring that up on YouTube and have us all watch that.
Yes, please.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back. And now that Subaru is gone from the next door neighbor, we finally... Yeah, the dude had his Subaru on the entire time he was sitting there, and the thing was loud as hell.
It's funny how, like, we can be on the wrong side of the microphone, and it be such a problem, but the Subaru across the fucking street, the mic will
pick that shit up. Exactly. Shut the fuck up, we're doing a podcast! Fuck you! But yeah, me and Sarah were over... Sarah and I. Okay,
there we go. Much better.
English is not
corrected in the first time. You did it
language
again.
For me. Any language is not a good one for me. So you know what? Fuck you. Sarah and I went to my brother's house last night and played.
Because we tried to play. We tried to play.
Yeah, that one.
It seems like it will be hilarious once we figure it out.
Right.
We try, and no one had played it before. So it was you and myself, and then Bob and his girlfriend Jess, and their dad Phil, and his girlfriend Wendy. And Wendy brought this game because she knows that we all like board games and whatnot. So she's like, I'm going to bring a game. We'll all play a game together. It'll be great. But she had never played said game. So we opened it up, and it's fairly complicated.
And so Bob was trying to. The instructions are not.
They don't make sense. Clear. The instructions are not written well.
I hate that. Like, yeah. I think that's why a lot of people default to like the classics that people have known for years.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And why like that community of like indie games sometimes takes a while to.
To warm up to.
Yeah. Because like.
Like if you're playing a game that someone hasn't already played and can explain it to you well and like show you what's supposed to be happening and you have to read instructions that are poorly written, like it's almost not worth your time.
It's like looking at a treasure map.
And one of the pages stuck to itself. So.
Oh, so there was like a whole section on preparation that Bob absolutely missed because it just like what it opened to the second page immediately.
However, we got to play Cyanide and Happiness's Trial by Trolley.
Oh my god, dude.
Holy fucking shit.
So funny. Have you guys heard of this game?
I haven't. Okay. I'm not familiar with their brand of humor, so.
Yes. It's fairly dark. Fairly twisted.
So, basically, you get the trolley conductor, and it rotates. It's kind of like Apples to Apples or Cards Against Humanity. Okay. And instead of like everybody getting one card a piece, it is okay. This side is a team, and then this side is a team.
Yeah, so teams change every round. Oh. So, like, if and the four of us were hopefully we would have at least five people. But like, if Connor were here and I was the conductor, Andy and Chris would be a team because they're on that side of me, and Ben and Connor, since they're on the other side of me, would be a team. And then when Chris is the conductor, Andy and Ben would be, and I would be with Connor. Yeah.
So you get to pick up as a team three innocent cards, so innocent people.
Yep.
Three guilty cards.
Oh boy.
Which
gets a little
weird.
Yeah.
And then three modifier cards. And which between the teams,
the thing that makes it funny,
you pick out which ones you're one of each that you're going to play and then discard the rest.
Right.
Right. Then at the beginning of the real turn, you put down a random innocent card in front of what you would be playing. Okay. And the innocent card goes in front of that, behind that, and then you put the guilty card on the opposite side, so on your...
On the opposing team's track.
Yeah. Okay. So to make them go towards their end of the tracks to take out those people.
Right.
Oh, all right.
Because whichever track the conductor chooses, the track that gets run over, each player on that team gets a death token to signify that you lost that round. So, and then there's the modifier cards.
Which, the modifier cards, they can make like an innocent person guilty, or you know, a
You don't have to play that on yours. Like you can play it anywhere.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
On any of them, including the guilties.
So there was one. Oh my God, the one that we did for Wendy. So Wendy is like a Renaissance reenactor, and she doesn't necessarily look down on Renfair people, but she knows people who looks down on Renfair people, right?
Yep.
And is kind of like 1 foot in that crowd, 1 foot out, right? Like she literally is just there to enjoy it, but she's so deep in it.
Yeah.
So for her round, one track, the innocence that we pulled up, one of the cards was a fearless group of adventurers trying to save the world. And it was like an elf and a guy in a suit of armor and like an orc. And they were all like had their bows and arrows and shit. And she was like, yes! She was so excited. Like they could not have played that better.
And then our actual innocent card was all of your friends.
All of your friends that you know throwing you a birthday party or something ridiculous. Yeah.
Okay.
But like we had, I don't remember what our modifier was for that round specifically, but we had a modifier that was like, this person, if they die, will be reincarnated as the cutest puppy. And then the guilty person on that was, a guy who owned a successful, like profitable dog fighting business. Listen. I think Jess was the conductor for that round. I was like, listen, if you run over this line, not only will you save all the doggos from this crime fighting, from this dog fighting business, but you will also get another doggo because this person will die and become the cutest dog ever. So like, it's kind of win-win. It's kind of win-win.
There was one where I got where it's all the nurses in the world. My whole family are nurses, right? And there was the random one was the lady was pregnant in the car.
They were rushing to the hospital.
Yeah, they were rushing to the hospital. And on the opposite end of the track, which Bob saw when it got flipped over, Little Orphan Annie or a
heartwarming orphan, yeah.
Heartwarming orphan.
And then Bob's in the speech like, bubble, it was like, tomorrow's only a day away. And Bob was like, God damn it. Annie hates Little Orphan Annie with such a burning passion.
I hate Little Orphan Annie. I really do. I fucking hate her.
Were you that kid who like, fell asleep in the afternoon and woke up to that commercial of like the greatest hits, and it was like Little Orphan Annie and Animal Crackers in My Soup, and that just like haunts you.
Yeah. No, it was that, and actually going to see it as a child, and it's like, this sucks.
Well, you're also not a musical guy, so
there's not. Some musicals.
No, he's not. He's not.
I found out one of our local high schools is doing Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh,
that's pretty cool.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Yep.
I remember when my cousins did Little Shop of Horrors. They were at they went to school at Bishop Kearney, and they did Little Shop. Like the students begged to do Little Shop of Horrors, which is amusing to me because Bishop Kearney is a Catholic school. Okay.
There was a local private school that just did Lion King, which I thought was interesting.
Interesting.
Because
I
don't know. Like, The Lion King, like, the live, like, the Broadway music is great.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
But, like, also just, it seems weird that a private school here
Is
doing Lion King. Lion
getting back to it, I won with my brother.
What did they say in case of a tie?
Go home and, you know, be happy you don't have to do that tomorrow or whatever.
Yeah, be happy that the burden of decision has been removed from your shoulders or something like extra dramatic.
However, Bob's girlfriend, Jess, she just straight up lost.
I think she lost every single round because we went. I think she had like, there were six of us, so everybody judged once and she had six tokens at the end.
So speaking of like random games you can pick up, I can see, and obviously no one else can see because it's a podcast, you guys have the Pocky One Chip Challenge.
Yes. Done it.
And I would love to play in that similar vein. I picked up Truth or Dab from the people at Hot Ones.
I would play that.
I'd do it.
Yeah.
All right, so maybe one of the next time we get together, I will bring that over.
We should video that one.
Yeah.
We might, I want to do stuff like that along with the Pocky One Chip Challenge.
We did the, oh my God.
I have a couple boxes of those because I wanted, I wanted to do something with some of my outside other endeavors and do that. The other thing I would love to do with y'all, if we want to do some like YouTube stuff, because we all love other content outside of gaming, is just to do some reaction stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that'd
be
fun.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it. I would play Truth or Dab, though. I would die. Yeah. We did the Pocky one. Well, I didn't. Andy did with a couple of our friends, did the one chip challenge at Super Bowl.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And Andy can like internalize his pain, right? So he just was sitting there like a zombie. No. Like,
that's the most toxic man thing ever. You just internalize my pain.
It's not even internalize the pain. Okay. It is the complete shutdown of pain.
That is the definition of internalizing your pain.
But no.
We need to talk about some things, Andy.
Hold on. There's a difference because you saw how Dylan internalized his pain and how I internalized.
It was different.
It's okay to share your pain, Andy. We're here for you.
No,
okay, well,
no.
So listen.
How does that make you feel?
Listen, so the other two guys that did the challenge are like as far like Andy's they're as far from Andy's constitution as you could probably get as a guy, right? Like, so they're sitting there and they're like,
oh, hold
can
on
we
beforehand my brother asks all three of us, do you want a drool bowl?
Yes.
Right,
they both said yes.
I'm like, no, I'm good, dude.
And at the end of the night they had to clean their own bowls out because Bob was like, I'm not touching that shit. Like, Taylor's,
one of them was about half full.
Yikes. And he was so proud of himself. He was like, look at how full my drool bowl is.
And it's kind of all slushing around.
Showing everyone. I was like, dude, get it out of here. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Do you enjoy like normal Pocky chips?
Yes. I have not had normal Pocky chips.
So I've had them before. So I was trying to see frame of reference. Because like their normal level of like extreme spice is like way up there. And I just don't know how much higher that goes.
Pain. Lots and lots of pain. But it goes up for about 15 minutes. Just straight up.
Yeah, what's the challenge? Is you have to not consume anything else for like an hour.
Right. Then it plateaus after 15 minutes. And then about the half hour mark, it finally just plummets.
All right.
So
interesting, because like I've done wings with the last dab on them, like the OG formula of it.
Yeah.
And the first time I did it, like I did, like it wasn't like a saucy wing, but like I did, like I took out the brush and it was, you know, it was coated all the way around, and like I had two, and I swear for like. Just after the first one, because it was I took like a little break in between, but that first one, like. My mouth was burning. My heart rate sped up. Like it was like for like a solid like 20 minutes. I was how long before this is like, I'm not okay. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
No. Yeah. Like there's stuff out there hot enough to stop your heart.
Oh yeah.
And it's over the shelf. You can get pure capsaicin.
Yeah. This is not, you know, it's not that level. Look,
no.
What does it say? Does it say on the box the Scoville?
It's over 2 million.
It is Carolina Reaper and Scorpion Pepper.
Ooh.
All right. So if that's in the 2 million, that's going to be around what Last Dab is.
Yeah.
Then. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Then I think I'll be okay
and
with
that's,
that.
That's dry.
Like, not like okay, is but like.
That, and like that's dry.
And this, yeah. And this is dry, not wet. So,
it's not like staying on
different.
Your tongue as long.
Yeah.
It doesn't say.
It'll say inside the box.
It doesn't. Yeah, I'm looking for the Scoville units on the outside of the box, and
those
it's
are probably
not,
stale as fuck because they're last year's.
Yeah, yeah. 2021s. We should get the new ones.
Because on the Super Bowl, when I did that one, Well, they put them out in the
fall, right?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So then I've probably got, I think I've got three or four of those at home too. Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
You want to do it?
I was waiting for a thing to do that.
I know you don't like hot that much.
Not really, but
that'll fuck you up.
Chris is going to need a drill bowl.
I have one of the newer bottles of the Last Dab. So we could just do a, you know, a hot till you drop.
Oh, I have a patch from my soon-to-be brother-in-law. It's the I did the last three on.
You got your hot sauce badge?
Yeah,
yeah, man.
From like
for his Boy
season
Scouts
two
belt.
Or three of hot ones. I did the last three, which was Don't Fear the Reaper.
Yep.
Da Bomb. And the Last Dab.
See, yep. Da Bomb is the only one that I could not buy because, like, it's not flavor. It's like it's off the pepper extract, and it's like it's, everyone says it's like battery acid, and that's
yeah, it's like
how it is.
Bitter and
it
not
is
good.
Purely for the fact of hurting you. It's not for flavor.
It's not for enjoyment.
I would do Last Dab any day of the week. Da Bomb is fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
It's there to hurt. It's not for enjoyment.
So, one of the next times we get together, we're going to do some truth or dab is what you're telling me.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I know you know what? I might split that into a different episode if we got time.
What's that?
Later.
What's that?
Like a half hour episode.
What's that?
A little mini?
Yeah, for D&D talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
If you want to do that.
Yeah.
You got time?
Yeah,
after this,
that's why I suggested it.
Okay, beautiful. but yeah, there's some other things like the Death Nut Challenge.
Yes, I want to do that too.
Dylan's done it, and I think he was saying it was about 4 million, something stupid.
See, the higher you get, the less you get away from the real pepper, and the more you're relying on extract.
Extract,
which
yeah.
I don't like. It's not about at that point. It's not. There's no flavor. That's why I like stuff like the Pocky will have like
some
I have the
sort
regular
of flavor
there
with it,
is
yeah.
some flavor or you know the Last Dab has great flavor,
right?
If you know if you can tolerate the heat, which is difficult.
Have you had like the taste of pure Carolina Reaper?
Not Carolina Reaper, but I do have a full bottle of Trinidad Scorpion at home.
Carolina Reaper has this like
it
burns, but what comes out of your nostrils is the nastiest smell.
Reaper's not great. That's why I think a lot of people do prefer like on the lower end having Habanero and on the higher end or even closely similar the Scorpion pepper because it has that fruity pepper taste as opposed to Carolina Reaper, which is that more drier just heat.
That has more of the Trinidad Scorpion flavor to it. So it's
more of a peppery.
It's a peppery sweet.
Like a pepper bite as opposed to a pepper
but you
sweet.
Definitely get the hint of the Carolina Reaper. So the mix actually is really good, flavor wise. However, the year previous 2020s,
oh my god!
And then it was coated with
what that was one it? You needed the glove for. We all thought that there was going to be a glove in this box because 2020s.
You definitely need a glove.
Well, you should definitely have a glove because otherwise you're going to touch that chip and then you're going to forget and you're going to wipe your eye because you're sweating.
Bad news
bears.
Or go elsewhere.
Right, correct.
Yeah.
So, but
go
the,
to the bathroom.
But we thought there was going to be a glove in this box and there wasn't, right? And because the year before for 2020 when you guys did it, there was a glove because it was coated in something.
It was coated in carbon. No, we actually got those. It was coated in active carbon, so it looked black.
Oh.
Why would they do that? Because that should neutralize.
It didn't neutralize the flavor. It definitely ran through a different part of your body when you were done, though.
Yeah.
Especially if you drank alcohol at the time.
Which they did.
Well, the carbon should neutralize the alcohol.
Right, carbon is like a wildly absorbing.
Yeah, that's why, like, you know.
But it ran through the urinary tract. Yeah,
it's gonna be darker. Yeah.
And instead of going through the back end, it came out the front. And holy shit, that was a new experience.
But yeah, so yeah, the reason the carbon, I think they would probably do that more for your stomach protection between the heat and presumably because people will be drinking.
When
during,
this,
before,
yeah.
and after
yeah.
this
These
experience.
These don't have them, though. These ones don't have them. It was just for pure coloring.
It was just for aesthetics, yeah.
Oh, all right. Which is weird, because that would make sense to do it, like, to protect your stomach lining because of how much that would be.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. So
but also, like, that was, like, a trendy thing for a while. I don't know how we went from a gaming podcast to a food podcast.
I mean, but, it's like, on a game level.
That activated charcoal, that became like a food trend for a while. To be,
right. Oh,
that
yeah, black goth aesthetic, food, yeah. dude. Yeah, absolutely.
But like,
oh,
my God. That's like, oh, God. No, that no. neutralizes so much stuff. Like, you can't. Yeah. You shouldn't do that.
However, it did not neutralize the heat or the flavor on that because it's straight up. Like, I remember putting the whole chip in my mouth because I'm saying, fuck it. Split it in two, folded it in on itself because it...
They're pretty big.
The
they're like a big
tortilla chip.
The chip
is about this big.
Yeah, yeah. The standard Pocky size, yeah.
They're huge. So I split it in half, stuffed the whole thing in my mouth, and all of a sudden I get that rush of, like, dry, nasty,
ugh.
Out my nose, mm-hmm. Reaper smell, and it was like, oh, it's got to go down, though.
Yep, this is the one way.
Yeah. I had so much more entertainment off that first challenge though, because Bob was the one that was like,
right,
like so much. And Dylan just he turned red and then he turned white and then he turned red again, and just like the look in his eyes of like, fuck me, bro. Like, what was I thinking?
It's like, what's that what's that?
I am not entertaining when I do that, though.
No, you're not fun to watch
Morgan
at
Freeman.
All. Morgan Freeman.
What's that one I keep seeing online there? Like, he makes a comment. He says, like, in that at that moment, he realized, like,
oh yeah,
that's like,
he,
that's.
He realized he fucked up.
He fucked up.
That's kind of what that is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. At that moment, he realized.
I
he
think
fucked
the second
up.
Iteration of Red Face to Dylan. Dylan was like,
no.
Me, I sat there, you know, had a couple of tears coming out of my eyes, and just like meditated the pain away. And
again,
yeah, the first time I just like realized what I was the gonna do. But it hurt. It hurt like hell.
Oh my God, I'm broken.
Oh, that's so good.
Oh my God, our podcast, it's broken.
Game over.
Good grief.
So,
that's great.
I want to do it again. I don't mind. Obviously, at this rate, I've done it twice. I'll do it again.
I feel like
honestly,
to make it better is to like
do
eat the chip and then have a second challenge that goes with it. Like, how well can you now perform this absolutely inane task?
Yeah, I cannot do a Rubik's Cube, so that one's completely
that
out
one's
the
out.
Fucking
yeah,
window.
No, but like just something.
Smaller tasks.
If we are, if we end up recording this like on a for like a YouTube thing,
yeah,
we could get like a game of and it's like, all right.
Oh,
so I'm gonna go back. So I will bring over my Dreamcast.
Yeah, yeah.
You eat your chip, and then you have to run that first level of Sonic Adventure to the best of your ability.
Or we get like Hatayama puzzles at Just Games, and get like three different levels.
Who can make a different?
Oh, no. It's the metal like. Puzzles where you have to like.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. They're like okay.
Expert mode, you chip, and then you have to do Rainbow Road in Mario Kart.
Yes, oh, there you go.
I love it. Oh my God, Mario Kart N64. because that one was bad.
Oh, I can't even do that one sober. Impossible. Let's be real.
I can't do that. I can't do that straight up. I'm talking, you got to do like double dash or one of the newer ones. I think I placed
first in that once.
Yeah. No.
Oh my God. I would do it. I would try it.
Why not, right?
I'm in.
Gamify it.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I can just see me.
You're just like, you're trying to wave, but you're also just like leaning to your left a little while you go spitting every once in a while. Like, I'm good, I got this.
I got this.
Yep. Gotta have the drool cup underneath your face.
Yeah, I was just doing this.
If we could do it split screen and we all four take one and then just
go together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right at the beginning, you take it.
Yeah.
Just fucking.
Yep.
We should have a control race, though.
Because, yeah,
you gotta do a control.
Like, go do a control then, race, eat the chip, do the actual challenge.
No drinking, though. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You'd hate it.
Oh, I'd fucking hate it.
You'd fucking hate it.
I'd fucking hate it.
But it would be,
I'd probably make it through it, but I'd hate it the whole time.
The entertainment value would be fucking amazing. You said you got three more of those? Three or four more of those?
I might have even six. So
we could make a whole ben fucking
like,
party
I'm making
out
a bag
of this
of
thing.
Chips out of this
yeah, time. No. So originally what I planned to do is with my photography was I can't get into TikTok, bro. Like I've got a couple things up on there, but like I need something to get traffic and I was doing behind the scenes. And so my thought was, since I work with a number of occasionally like traveling models and stuff like that,
right,
is to get some of these people who have traffic maybe on Instagram or elsewhere and be do like a little behind the scenes of like, all right, so we did our photo shoot. It was like, well, let's see like who the real person is, and just like Hot Ones does on their show to break down celebrities of like what you're like when you've got that. I was like, all right, let's just do like a goofy little thing and we'll each do the thing. I was like, you know, because here's the deal, people love challenges on social media.
Yep.
People love spicy food things on social media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And people like attractive women.
Yes.
So,
correct.
If I've got
and watching
spicy
somebody
food
being in pain
where someone breaks down, you've got it's a challenge, and I've got someone who's got like moderate level success elsewhere, like maybe they've got like 70,000 on Instagram.
Right.
You know, couple people that I follow, you know, you're 200,000-300,000 on Instagram, which was pretty solid.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, all right, you know, segue that traffic. And I never like took off on any of these other random tangent ideas. So I was like, I've got just a stack of those.
Well, now we can do it.
Yeah.
And
we'll be your sexy lady models.
Yeah, I'll be your sexy lady model.
Hold on, we gotta get the wig and everything, right?
Yeah, man.
Nah, I'm good.
No, you good?
I got a whole lot of hair now.
All natural.
But I think playing Mario Kart or something like that with that. Oh my God! First of all, it would suck.
It would suck, but it'd be fun. All
right, so if we got a bunch of these,
mm-hmm.
you know how the cups in Mario Kart. It's four separate tracks.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you go.
Oh, four separate people.
Four separate chips.
Yeah. So
per person.
No.
So there's. We start. We'll just do a pile of them. We'll just have it in the center. We do that first race sober. So only. Like these, only the top two, don't have to take a chip.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Oh my God. You guys are fucked.
I'm pretty sure I'm absolutely fine.
Oh,
man. I love racing games. That's my shit. Like, y'all are going down.
But, like, also, there's four of us. So, like, if some shit goes down and
wipe each other,
we're not all in the top lineup, you could have
fucked.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So,
it's not just the four of us against, or the five if Connor comes. It's not just the five of us against each other. It's the five of us plus all the NPCs.
Yeah. So, if you're not in the. Top you know, the top couple point rankings.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
As you go into the next race.
Oh my God. I just got a little more scared.
I know.
So you've got four cups. So it's if you suck, that could be four chips back to back. Well, three back
three,
to back.
But still.
Oh, man.
Jesus
Christ.
I'm
so
starting to get worried.
Where we find out that I'm a sadist. If you didn't already know that as your DM. So.
Oh, my God, this is going to be... I'm down. I'm down. This is going to be fucking brutal.
Andy's jumping in feet first.
He's worth it. I'm going head first.
My ass is going to be last hitting the floor. I'm hitting head first. This is going full on. We're doing this. Everybody's
going
to hate this.
Just like, fuck it, we're doing it.
But I think, yes.
We'll do it live.
Yeah.
First race, we do sober. I think the second race... we should eat a chip and then see how that goes.
Can I just say, I enjoy that we chose to use the word sober for when we were chip free.
Yes. Sober.
I mean,
in not an altered state.
Hot sauce stuff, that messes with your head.
It does.
That'll fuck you up. Because I got to sit there for a minute to get my shit straight. But if I can't get my shit straight beforehand...
Other point, no, I think that's the other point then, is that like Chris had the right idea, right? Like when you're doing Don't Drink and Drive with Mario Kart, you start the race and then you have your beer as you're trying to race, right? And some people just straight chug it and then they start the race. That's what we need to do with the chip, is like we start the race and as the buzzer goes off, we eat the chip and then we go.
And go.
Yep. Have you seen that before?
Yeah.
The rules of Don't Drink and Drive,
Mario? Yeah, so you either have to stop or you have to... Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've seen people stop just before the finish line, pop the beer open all the way down, and then cross the finish.
Yep. Yep. Oh. Have you seen that? Like the most petty Mario Kart move ever, and it was like it is somebody. They go. I want to say they've got Luigi, and they're right at the end. And they stop and they get a green shell. Not a red shell, a green shell.
Yeah.
And it is the end of the race. They so far had they stop. The next player's coming up. They launch it. They flipping, and while they're in the air over the checkered line, they scoot in to get the first place.
Dick, wow. Yes. Dick. That is awesome though.
Like that ended a friendship or a marriage, I'm sure.
Absolutely did.
Yes. Yeah. All right, guys. I think that's all we got for tonight. Well, you get tonight. The idea. But listen to our episode. I will put this out for this one's going out tonight. The next one where we have all four of us is going to go not this Wednesday, but the following Wednesday. So you guys can listen to some D&D stuff that we'll be talking about, well, tonight for us and later for you guys. All right.
Have a happy Easter, y'all, if that's what you celebrate. Yes.
If that's what you celebrate, happy Easter. Absolutely. Remember to go to our website at ragegamenetwork.com. Get yourself a t-shirt, listen to more of our podcasts.
Check out our Instagram to see our holo cards.
Chris is going to be putting out a new episode this Wednesday, which is actually posted for us.
Actually, I'm going to have two.
Whoop, whoop.
This Wednesday?
I'm going to have one Tuesday, one Thursday. And then
extra,
I'm go back
extra.
To the Wednesday.
Read all about it.
I've got one already planned.
Skip next Wednesday.
Yes.
Not this Wednesday, but next
Wednesday.
Skip
next Wednesday, and then I'll continue back.
Right. Yeah. We'll go from there. Go to our website, ragegamenetwork.com. Get yourself a t-shirt. Get a mug. Get a banner. You get the idea. There's sweatshirts still on there. I don't know if Connor put up the new V-necks or not. Have to bug him for
but
that.
But they're ready.
But they are ready.
Okay.
From there, if you rage it, we game it.
Bye.
See you guys.